There are many Persian Talmidei Chachamim who we could have asked to be masped this evening. Many have joined us from near and far. We have asked on behalf of the Persian community in Baltimore and around the globe, the director of the Persian program here in Eretz Yisrael, to say Divrei Hesped, Rav Eliyahu HaKakyan Shlita.
Kvod Rosh HaYeshiva Shlita, the Philadelphia Rosh HaYeshiva Shlita, the Hanhalat HaYeshiva, the Chashuv HaRabbanim, the alumni and the Talmidim of the Yeshiva, the honorable public officials, Moray V'Raboisai. It's a daunting task to stand here tonight and address you. For me, it's a daunting task. For one, I don't think it's possible for me to try to capture and encapsulate even some rays of the light of that shining bright star, Matzdikei HaRabim Kikochavim, to capture and describe the level of dedication, the sense of responsibility, the love and the care and the sensitivity that he bestowed upon our Kehillah. But it's also daunting because I am a representative. I'm standing here tonight to represent not only almost 70 Bachrim and Yungalite, Persian Bachrim and Yungalite, who are presently enjoying the bracha of learning Torah and growth in this yeshiva, in our yeshiva, but also the several hundred young men who have been hosted by the yeshiva and enjoyed that bracha anywhere from 1 month to over 20 years. Some of whom are Chashuv Talmidei Chachamim, Marbitzei Torah Barabbi. But that's not it. I'm also representing the greater Persian communities throughout the United States and abroad, be it by Zachin La'adav Shulam B'fanav, who are, or Be'ezus Hashem, will be the beneficiaries of that bracha through the alumni and the Talmidim of the yeshiva. But yet, that's not it. I'm also representing, and perhaps more importantly so, our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, our ancestors of the past 2,500 years, the Galus of Paras. They need to be represented here tonight. Ve'im v'achshav, Ei Mosai. Because despite the bloodshed and the pogroms that they endured, despite the killings and the lootings and the humiliation that they suffered, they did not give up the Judaism, the Yiddishkeit. They did not compromise their values. And they kept, to the best of their abilities, whatever they knew and whatever they learned. They made sure to pass on the torch, the fire of Yiddishkeit and the Mesorah and the Emunah Peshuta from generation to generation for over 2,500 years. Then came the day, the historical moment that perhaps beaconed the end of Galus of Paras. The Kehillah that had stayed put in the same land for over 2,500 years began to move. The challenges of the new land and the new culture, with all the Yetzer Haras that it entails, threatened to extinguish that old, old flame. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Racham of HaMerubim, in His merciful Hashgacha, was Maxim Refuah Bimakom. He had prepared an antidote. The same way that Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda to Mitzrayim ahead of time to establish a yeshiva, the same way that before Churban HaBayis, Echarosh V'Am Esger, the Talmidei Chachamim were taken to Babel to prepare to teach Torah to the Yidden who would later come to Galus, the same way the antidote, the Makom Torah, was prepared and was provided to prepare the future Rabbanim and future leaders of the Iranian Jewry. Long before they knew that they're about to move. The person who took it upon himself to administer that antidote, that refuah, was none other than Rabbi Neuberger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He saw the need and he said, Olai Lehakim. Not only that, he convinced the whole yeshiva, the whole hanhala of the yeshiva, to say, Aleinu Lehakim. He had seen the need long before the revolution. When the Hashkocha brought him into Iran, he saw the need for the future Rabbanim and Mechanchim in Iran, and the idea was formed in his mind to bring boys to the yeshiva from Iran, to educate them and teach them, and then send them back to become the Rabbanim and the leaders of the community in Iran. He had a tremendous foresight, yet he was not a Navi. This idea had to go through a lot of changes and a lot of modifications as the situation in Iran changed day by day. What remained unchanged, what remained constant, was that dedication and devotion of Alai Lahakim. The Alai Lahakim that knew no boundaries. The Alai Lahakim that surpassed all limits. Once someone told me that if the decision of the Iranian program was in the hand of a board of any school, it wouldn't stand a chance. Financially, doesn't make any sense. Bringing so many boys to the yeshiva without a tuition and providing for them whatever they need. We all knew how Rabbi Neuberger cared for the yeshiva's money. Once when I was a bacher, I noticed that while the chazan was davening here, these lights were off. So I quickly came over and turned them on. And Rabbi Neuberger, who was standing right there, turned to me with a smile. And he said, it's important to turn on the light while the chazan is davening. It's also important to turn off the light after the chazan finishes davening. It was a common sight for all our bachurim those days to see Rabbi Neuberger walk into the Beis Medrash at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, to turn off the extra lights. And to tell the bachurim to make sure to turn off the rest of the lights when they leave. The person who cared so much for yeshiva's money. Yet, on numerous occasions, when I came to him and I said, Rabbi Neuberger, a few bachurim that came to yeshiva recently, Persian bachurim, they're not even ready yet for the lowest level of the shiurim in the Mechina. He told me, if there are 3 of them, we'll get him a rabbi. For 3 bachurim, we'll get a rabbi. I said, but they don't know English. We'll hire teachers. At one point of time, there were 2 special shiurim running, besides the yeshiva shiurim, only for the Iranians. That is, besides all the English classes. A number of years ago, I brought to his attention that we need to start a summer program for our Persian bachurim. It used to be that they used to go to the camps in upstate New York to work in the summer. And we realized that in many ways that was not a good thing. So I came to Rabbi Neuberger, I said that I have this idea in mind that we should have a program for them during the summer. I told them the program and I told them what it would cost. I told them about the learning and the other activities that I will have for them. So he said to me, so what is your budget for the activities? I told him this is the budget that I had in mind. Probably that's what's going to cost. Right away he said, Yeshiva will cover 25%. I didn't ask for it. I didn't mean to ask for it. I only came for an etzah and for permission. It was a program that we started. I thought I was going to carry it on all by myself. Yeshiva will provide 25%. That is besides all the room and board and food and all the facilities that they put at our disposal. Financially sensible or not, the Torah has to be preserved. But not only financially. The Persian program did not make sense in many ways. That is why the other yeshivas were not open to the idea at this scale, at this large scale. Even the Hanhala of the yeshiva at the time had a difficulty accepting the idea. Imagine? To bring in boys to the yeshiva from overseas. So many boys. How about the cultural clash? Until they adapt themselves, until they become mainstream in the yeshiva, you know what the American students have to go through? Just ask around. Or to bring 19 and 20 and 20-year-old boys, 21-year-old boys, and put them in the high school shiurim, in the mechina shiurim, next to high school boys. How could it work? It doesn't make any sense. The Torah tells us that in building the Mishkan, although the crushing, the boards had adonim, had bases for them to stand on, to keep them standing, at say shittim omdim, yet these boards needed bars, needed berichim to run behind them. And the Torah tells us, V'habriach ha-tichon, mavriach min ha-kotze el ha-kotze. The Gemara explains in Shabbos, that the beriach ha-tichon, the middle bar, would run from one end all the way around to the other end of the walls. The question is, that's a miracle. That's an ace. That's what the Gemara says. The ace I owe it. Why was that nace necessary in the Mishkan? It wasn't a nes nigle so much. The beriach ha-tichon had to run through the walls. It wasn't like the other berichim that would be behind the walls. Who would see that this beriach ha-tichon would bend at every corner, miraculously? What is the need for such a nace? What do we learn from that nace? Perhaps the message is that the Mishkan, all different sites of the Mishkan, the Tzafon and Dorom and Mizrach and Ma'arav, all different directions, corresponded to the different qualities, different characteristics, different kochot and nefesh that the Shuvatim had, who had to camp around the Mishkan, the Saviv le Mishkan Yachanu. They had to be in the north or the south or the east or the west. To bring together all these koichos, to bridge all these differences, to make shalom between all these characteristics, you need an ace. Can't be done without an ace. The Mavriach HaTichon makes sure to teach us that you should know that to bring together all these koichos, an ace is needed, and an ace is provided. A siyata dishmaya is provided. A siyata d'shmaya is provided for the hashvat ha-shechina, for the purpose of v'shachanti besocham. And Rabbi say, that Beriah HaTichon was Rabbi Nubiger. He was the one who brought together, despite all the difficulties, despite all the difference in opinions in the Hanhala of the Yeshiva, he brought together everybody to stand behind him and say, Alay the Hakim. He taught us, yes, there are problems. Yes, there are issues. But look at the importance of the task. Look at the neshamos that you are saving. Look at the very dayos of Yiddishkeit that you're preserving. The siyata d'shmaya will help beyond the laws of nature. If we say aleinu lehakim, then the problems will melt away. And look at the result. How right he was. That sense of responsibility stemmed from a tremendous heart. The love and the care that he showed for our Bachrim, for our Kehila. Once I came to him, I told him that we knew we get the Bachrim who were supposed to arrive, came yesterday. He said, how are they doing? I said, Baruch Hashem, we found them places. He said, do they have everything they need? I said, no, we're going to take him shopping today. He took out his personal checkbook. He wrote a check for a substantial amount. He handed it to me. He said, here, use this, and if you need more, come back to me. We had sent one of our young delights to teach in Vienna. He had come back with a message that there are a few Bachrim who would be soon coming to the yeshiva, who would want to come to yeshiva. And the problem was that at the time yeshiva didn't have any room. So he went and he spoke to Rabbi Nubiger about his trip that morning. And throughout the discussions, he told him about the situation of the families in Vienna, the Persian families. The horrible living situations that they were in. The meeting was called for that night in Rabbi Nubiger's house. So we were there with the Hanhala, and everybody came up with an idea of where we're going to put these boys, maybe in this institution, maybe in this yeshiva, maybe we'll send them here, we'll send them there. At the end, the boys ended up staying here. But when we got to Rabbi Nubiger's house, he was in bed. It was 8 o'clock in the evening. So Rabbi Reuven Chaver asked him, are you feeling well? Is everything okay? Rabbi Nubiger said, you should know from this morning that I spoke to that young light about the situation of people in Vienna. I've been sick. Who doesn't remember of those times that he used to walk over in the middle of Chazaras Musaf on Shabbos from here to the Plan-Based Medrash to come wash the hands of the Kohanim, of all Bachrim who were going to Duchan, and stand there for the Bracha and then give us some Divrei Chizuk? Do you know what it makes you feel like? Here he is, Rabbi Nubiger. He is the one who is running this whole operation here. And he comes over to wash your hands. Do you know what a chashivus it gives to a bacher? There is so much to say. But madelev choshek hazaman oshek. Yes. I'm representing tonight our ancestors. Whom because of their zechus, the zechus Abu Sam Mesayatam, Rabbi Nubiger was sent our way. Somebody who was ready to say, Alay Lehakim. In a sense, our ancestors, they entrusted the future of our Persian community like a child, to the hands of Rabbi Neuberger. In a sense, they asked him to make sure that its flame of Torah and Yiddishkeit should not extinguish. And Rabbi Neuberger, seeking the help of the late Rosh HaYeshiva Zichron Livracha, and Lehavdil, the Hanhala of the Yeshiva, Lehavdil Ben Chaim V'Chaim, he seeks their help to raise that child, Neshem Utiferes. And in that way, they too became our ancestors. It is to this light that I think it's wrong for our whole Kehila of Persian Jewry to stand up and scream, Avi, Avi, Rechev Yisrael Uparashav. Rabbi Neuberger, literally, Rechev Yisrael Uparashav. Avi, Avi. And to call upon him, that Avi, Avi, stand, if they kiss our kavod, together with all the Rashi Yeshiva, Zichronam Livracha, together with our ancestors, and daven for our success, for our growth, daven for the Siyata Dishmaya, and that we should be able to continue what you have initiated. Daven for the Kana Asher Nata Yaminecha, for this beautiful, beautiful, magnificent Makom Torah that you provided for us. The Alben Imat Taloch, and for that child that you held on to so strongly. Ashreinu Shezachinu Lekach. Ashrecha Rabbi Neuberger, that you saw and you showed Nachas from the Torah that you brought to our communities here. You saw and you showed Nachas from the Talmidei Chachamim that you provided and you produced in our Kehila. Ashrech Yeshivas Nevi Israel, for having the zechus to be the mother, to be the aim, who nurtures and oversees the growth of this child. Oy lanu, that this child lost his fathers. The late Rosh HaYeshiva, first Rav Uderman Zichron Livracha, then Rav Weinberg Zichron Livracha, then Rav Klosi Zichron Livracha, and now Rabbi Neuberger Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Our community, this child, lost his fathers in such young age of 20 some years since the revolution, when he has so much to grow, when he has yet so much to achieve and so much to accomplish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that his zechus and the zechus of our Rashi HaYeshiva and our ancestors help us to carry on and to build and to build and to build and yet continue to build what Rabbi Neuberger envisioned and what he initiated. Yehi Zichro Baruch Hu.